Everybody roll a d20.
Fourteen.
19.
15. 10. Who got closest to a 2?
I got a 20. That's a 2.
You know what, Matt? Four. You're right. There is a 2 and 20.
Yeah, that's close enough. So, previously on Homebrew Detritus. Or is that what we're supposed to do? Last time we got
You got it right. Don't question yourself.
I think about halfway through that, I was like, "What the?" I was like, I'm "I hadn't done this in so long."
You know what that was? That was you seizing the reins without knowing where to drive the horse.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've been seeing people ride the horse for months and months, and all of a sudden it's my turn. I'm just going somewhere.
You made it. You got there. Yeah. You got us all there.
I need to put a counter up.
Let's get into it because Frakes has a Betty buy he has to get to. Look at that. Look at that cute little face. That Ryan Reynolds baby face.
Wait, Mahogany's the character in the video game that you press the wrong button so she draws a weapon and then puts it right back away.
He is dead. Well, he is dying.
I cut his head off.
He is dead.
I was gonna do that.
And you worry that if this globe does go out or its magic fades, that there could be a small swarm of now horny, angry lurkers and lights in this area.
It's a friendly Yeti.
Up in the air, maybe like 100 feet up, you see a small silhouette of a person. Those of you who got a 18 or higher can make out the details of this thing with a strange skull, caribou-like head, long, wicked claws, and strange wrappings blowing in the cold wind. It points a finger down at you all as a hideous, inhuman scream comes from its mouth. And you know that the Wild Hunt, or at least this member of the Wild Hunt, has found its new prey. And we'll see how that goes next week.
Scared of acid pods, let's go south.
Yeah, the acid pods would have been way easier. Noob, what are you doing?
Nothing. I'm listening.
There's a lot of movement. And you're off camera.
Yeah.
Not really looking at the thing.
See, now this seems like a Zoom homeschool class.
Yeah.
And Toker's the teacher.
Who all's not wearing pants?
I mean, I'm not, but that's irrelevant to what we're doing.
I'm wearing short pants.
Underwear count. Fuck you.
I'm wearing my Viking capris.
Those are underpants, so yeah, that's what I'm.
Show so us. On a different subject.
Oh, shut up, Kevin. News. Shut up. Show us the Viking capris.
Yeah, I want to see these.
Yeah. Oh. God, that is a room that you do porn in. Oh.
It is. Yeah, it really is. Come on.
My Viking capris.
Yeah. Now I know what you're talking about.
They're all baggy and comfortable.
They really are. Yeah.
They have elastic around the waistband and around the calves so that if it gets warm, I can pull it up over my knee. I can pull it down below my knee if it gets chilly. They're perfect.
Just the knee, though. That's the only length of... It's either knee out or knee covered. The rest of the leg is exposed.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can pull it all the way up to my upper thigh.
Okay, I think we're going to get some.
We don't need to see that.
Somebody's been skipping leg day.
Skipping every day. I don't work out.
Someone's skipping sunshine entirely.
Yeah. Sunshine here is poison. Yes, I skip it.
That's knee high socks. That's what's that.
Like you just showed off a couple of raw chicken patties. somebody thawed them things in hot water.
I really should have slapped them. Really show off the jiggle.
Oh.
Well, this past week, I have really good news. Concerts are back. Went and saw Me first in the Gimme Gimmies and Flogging Molly.
Oh, Flogging Molly is a good show.
And Streetlight Manifesto is there, so.
Yes. I'm just going off what the ticket said. But.
Could have said Streetlight Manifesto.
Damn, noob's in a weird mood.
It's the way you come in halfway through your first word and leave halfway through the last word.
Yeah, it's
very
good. Yeah, he's forgotten that you need a second after you unmute and then a second before you mute again. Mm-hmm. Gotta remember that shit, noob.
He's not even paying attention now.
But
yes, I have to hit the mute before. I heard him. I'm paying attention, motherfucker. Try me.
Okay. Kick him, please. I'm tired of his scene.
What number am I thinking of?
10.
Oh, no, I can't read your mind.
Damn. Was it really 10?
We're back to what I was talking about.
No, Kevin, you talk enough.
Outdoors, rock and show, and scads and scads and scads of people. I thought there might have... I was going expecting to see maybe 500 people, but there was... probably a good 1,000 people out there.
Just the outdoor.
Because it was out at the Firefly Distillery.
Yeah. Mm. We went and saw Seven Dust there a few months ago.
If their story doesn't end in pussy and blow on tap, it's a boring story. That's the rule. So.
Oh, well, Kevin? Huh?
That means every story we've ever told on this show is a boring story.
Yes.
Well, there were a couple.
But concerts are back, and Flogging Molly confirmed it, that it was a real concert, and I enjoyed myself quite thoroughly. Saw lots of faces I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah. And you're wearing the concert tee, of course, so...
Well, he's not the first in the Gimme Gimmies. A very worthy
you
band.
I thought you could only wear it to the show.
No.
You can only wear it to another show.
Wear it to the show. You don't wear the shirt of the band to the show.
Yeah, he's got to wear that to like a Hall & Oates concert or something.
I mean, unless you don't give a shit what anybody else thinks, then fuck them.
Well, since I was like 12.
Wow, you just went straight from 12 to pure confidence by in your teens.
No,
that's amazing.
It's just, yeah, I don't know. You get picked on enough, and you're just like, fuck it. I'm just gonna wear what I like unless somebody mm-hmm. pays me to wear something else.
I'm just trying to picture Matt Sweat as an angsty teen. I've never seen him angsty about any fucking thing.
I mean, I basically wear the same clothes as I wore when I was 15. It's just, you got
wear ties and button-ups when you're 15.
Oh, no, that's... that's like my work uniform.
I know, but like for the first 3 years I knew you, that's all I ever saw you in, were ties and button-ups. Like you come straight to the game after work.
Oh, yeah, from work, yeah.
So in my head, whenever I think of you, I think of you dressed nicely.
Now, see, I thought that he was an angsty teen when he was gaming with us at the Green Dragon because he would do donuts in the parking lot. And he was always smoking cigarettes and doing donuts. And beer bottles at stop signs and
what?
A lot. He yelled woo just
I did get a you're not the boss of me a lot when I said roll initiative, which I thought was weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather hear woo than yee yee.
Wow.
You're the grandpa's grandpa.
Yeah, I know, like
back in my day it was woo, not yee yee, you fucks.
What happened to 23 Skidoo? Huh?
Well, every time I hear someone scream yee yee, it's out of a pickup truck where the back is real lowered down and the front's real jacked up and there's black smoke coming out of the tailpipe. It's just not a good look. It's not a good psychological
connection. They could only afford the lift on half of the vehicle, so they got the fronts done first. Next, welfare paycheck, they're getting the back jacked up.
I think that's called something, though. I forget what it's called.
It's just letting all the other gay rednecks know that they're bottoms. That's, when the back is down, it's just a sign. I'm a bottom.
It's like hanky code for crackers. All right.
Yeah. Not everybody can get the cellular phones with the grinder to just go out there and meet people. Sometimes you got to let your truck do the talking for you. That's,
you know, advertise. You got to advertise.
I thought that would be like a matter of like some secretly gay decal work, you know? Like,
if I got Calvin Alvin pissing on a Ford symbol, that means...
That's literally what I was going to say.
Calvin... Is that what you're going to talk about?
Calvin and Hobbes, for those of you at home listening and don't know what the hell they're talking about. Calvin and Hobbes.
Did you not hear me?
What?
I was asking Mahogany, was she going to talk about Calvin? Was that what you were going to say?
No, I was going to say, like, if you have Calvin pissing on something, that's the secret gay symbol.
Or it's a decal in the water sports.
Of Calvin pissing on a twink's face. That's the decal that lets you know that's a gay redneck.
Hmm.
Why are there necks red?
So though? Many codes.
I keep trying to think of a transition, and by the time I start to think of one, another conversation happens.
Most of this should be cut, truth be told. Mm.
That's going to happen.
You don't need a transition, because when I clap my hands, we'll get to the game.
It's as satisfying to me as coming is, you know, as having sex with a woman and coming. And so, can you believe how much I am in heaven? I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up, when I pose out in front of 5,000 people. I get the same feeling. So I'm coming day and night.
Here's a question. Name a movie or show that's made you cry. Maybe recently.
Steven Universe.
You gotta, dude, just slow your voices down. That sounded like a... Ah!
All right, I'm trying to keep myself quiet, but I'm also trying to talk.
Yeah. So what was the answer?
Steven Universe, perfect show, 10 out of 10. Fight me.
Did you actually cry, or are you just saying that to be funny?
No, I did.
Okay.
Just cry, motherfucker. I just cry.
Leave it there.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
The Lion King.
Mm-hmm. Lion King. It's been a while.
Was it Mufasa or the hyenas?
I remember getting choked up and teary-eyed when Simba was crawling under Mufasa's dead paw, thinking he could wake him up. I was like, "Oh, that's sad." And
was he able to wake him up? Emotionally
responded.
There's not a movie you've recently cried to? Are you just dead
inside?
Not
that I can think of.
Hmm. That's what happens when you watch Requiem for a Dream too much. You lose all emotion with stuff.
I love and it. Also I just love it.
Labyrinth, apparently, because that shows I'm an emotionless fuck or something.
Yeah. Who else? Labyrinth's sad.
You got one.
Where the Red Fern Grows, that's mine.
Yeah. Recently?
I haven't watched that since like elementary school.
Yeah. Hmm. Somewhere around there.
As soon as you said where the red fern grows, I immediately thought you were going to say Fern Gully for some reason, and I just pretended that that's the movie you picked.
Now,
every time Batty does his rap, I can't help it.
I did cry. I remember probably the most recent book, it's been a long time for that too, was the last Harry Potter book. I cried.
Mm.
When Snape dies. That was an emotional moment.
Okay.
You only saw the movies, you didn't read the books?
I read the book, yeah.
You read the book?
Yeah, I was on vacation. And I was like reading it on the beach, getting towards the end of the Deathly Hallows. And I read them like as they came out because I was still a church person then and that they were evil. And so Michael wanted to read them and stuff. And so I was like, well, let me just read them and see. And so I read them.
And you got hooked.
They were fine, but yeah, that was a tough one.
Wait, are you saying people at church lied to you?
No, Harry Potter.
Well, I mean, they're people. They have opinions, and they're wrong about as often as everybody else's.
No one's wrong as often as me. Trust me.
I was gonna say, I guess in the moment. His death was sad, but if you go back and think about it, that still wasn't any reason for him to be just awful to that child.
Yeah, no, he's
no
kind of
reason
a creep.
For that.
Like, no, I mean, he definitely has some resentment.
Good thing wasn't good enough to to just make him like, oh, okay, all of it's okay because you loved his mom, so what? You were still
that moment was sad, but it was still, yeah, you're right. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, he had a lot of resentment for Harry and
yeah,
undue resentment, but
mm-hmm. Not just him, like anyway. Other kids too.
So was that your pick too, Mahogany? You got something
no.
else?
I can't remember the most recent thing. Like, I know it's been very recent something, but I just can't remember what it was.
I thought she was about to say, I couldn't remember the last time I cried. That's where I thought that was going.
I
was
like, well, I mean, I cry for no reason sometimes. It's whatever.
Me too. You know, don't worry.
Life sucks. Sometimes you just cry. Mm-hmm. But I can't specifically remember the last.
Is there a standout movie?
Like, I feel like because you asked, nothing stands out. Just yeah, a total blank.
I'm drawing nothing, too.
Like, I remember crying at... What's that one movie where the dude and the girl... Yeah. What the fuck is that one movie?
Dude, yeah. Where's my car?
No.
The Notebook.
Hang on. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
No.
Oh, that's so sad.
You know, I tried it the third one.
Those poor guys on the pot.
Harold and Maude.
On the pot?
Silver Linings Playbook. I remember crying in that movie at some point. But that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I can't remember like the recent
more
things.
More recent than The Lion King.
Yeah. I can't remember the recent stuff, though.
I do remember the last time I cried at a movie. Finally.
Backdoor Plus 9.
It was the at least two of the five endings of Lord of the Rings.
I've got two pieces of media that have evoked an emotional response from me. One was the anime movie Sword of the Stranger. It's kind of a kid like hires a samurai and it goes off from there, and it's got a lot of heart behind it. The other is the Wheel of Time series, like fifth or sixth book, where one of the characters has to go into the dream world to get his future wife, but he doesn't know that she's his future wife until he actually goes looking for her in that dream world, and then he realizes, oh, I'm in love with this girl. And that
was a little touching. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I cried at that, but
I got choked up.
There's one more that I think everybody should watch. You guys watch The Midnight Gospel? The last episode with his mom? Because it's just a podcast with his dying mother who has cancer.
Yeah.
It's beautiful and artistic, and it make you all water up.
Maybe I've only gotten like halfway through the series, so I haven't got...
Yeah, I haven't watched that.
Too much Requiem for a Dream does that I heard.
Fox and the Hound. That was the first one. Yeah. When I was a kid, that movie made me cry.
And then motherfucker,
Fox the Hound.
Recently,
tattoo.
Oh, nice! I didn't know you had a Fox the Hound tattoo.
Goddamn right!
God, you're weird.
That is weird.
I would have never guessed that. I really. Which animated? Noom have a tattoo?
No, we got the same exact tattoo in our house the day before I turned 18, and it only cost us $350. And it's a good tattoo. The guy who did it learned it in prison. So
you actually have a prison tat,
and it came with a story.
That's a good tattoo.
Did you get to keep the ballpoint pen?
No, he has
recently though, it does look good. And I won't say how or why because I don't want to spoil it because it's still fairly new. I cried a little during Squid Game.
Really?
Yeah. And it's a violent, horrible show. It's great to watch, but there's a sad episode, and I felt the twangs. I felt the
vapors.
That might be an emotional roller coaster response, like so much violence and gore, and then all of a sudden there's one soft moment. You're like, oh, just as a response to all the gore.
That's not cry. Although now I'm a little afraid of like of getting emotional at media things because you know that's kind of a sign of dementia. Yeah, I know I'm only 43, but it's never too late to start worrying.
I'm real cynical about getting my emotions whenever I'm watching media shit because it's like, oh, this is actively manipulating me to feel this way.
That's the point.
And that's the whole point of it. But I still get in my own head about, you know, oh, they're just like manipulating me.
Feels.
That's just the man trying to control me.
Well, you remember the last time I got angry that I was crying at something, and that was when I went to see Wicked. I was so mad that I cried.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That's I was so angry that I got emotional at that one.
Well, that one's like really, really cheaply emotionally manipulative. I mean,
it was just mainly because it was in front of people, and I don't like crying in front of people. And I was so pissed at my friend for making me go see this. I was like, "Bitch, did you not know this was going to make me cry? How do you dare bring me out here to cry in front of people?" I was so mad at her. She was like, "Why?" It's like, don't fucking talk to me. I don't want to look at you right now.
Leave me alone. With some green bitch.
I got mad at myself when I was watching Role Models, the movie with Paul Rudd and that other guy. McLovin.
McLovin.
That's a good movie.
When the hill. And the fire pops out, and it's just like the heroic music swells. I got choked up over that and angry at myself for getting choked up over that. I was like, oh, it's so fucking stupid. Why are you crying over this? This is
ridiculous. Angry. That's better.
Okay, yeah, I have gotten angry over feeling a lot of emotions at a movie. It was Avengers Endgame. I'm like, I hate how fucking good I feel at the end of this movie. Ooh, it makes me so mad.
Maybe you'll feel that way at the end of tonight's episode.
Or I'll feel dead.
Yeah. Who's going to die?
Yeah, somebody might. I don't know.
I was mad I didn't get to cut off that thing's head.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just jumped right in. I cut his head off. You're not sorry.
You're not allowed. You play monk that cuts throats with toenails. You're not allowed to kill anything anymore.
Not in this game, no.
You're going to do something. What you're
telling me. The thing that almost killed me, and I got my big sword, and I wanted to cut his head off, and he was just, I got his head off.
Yeah, you did bring out your big sword for that. I remember. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
For those of you watching or listening who only do these shows, you're really missing out on the live one-shots that we do from time to time, because she did play a monk that cut people's heads off with her toenails. And you just don't get that at big Hollywood budget things, you know? Maybe Bollywood, but not big budget.
Wait. This is big budget Hollywood?
No, we're not. Right? That's why you the get the stuff. Oh, Kevin. Anyhow, let's... Let's go to the map.
Ooh, are you recording, Mahogany?
Take it to the map!
Grown, you don't have to fucking be on my shit like that.
I like saying that part. It's part of the format.
I don't like it. I'm an adult, thank you. I needed to be babysat.
I do.
This is why I was like, yeah, I don't want to record anything other than this week, because I'm very touchy this week. I don't know if you can tell.
But... I like it. You know what? Me and Mahogany, touchy today. We got this.
You want to talk about feeling
as
proud
in,
of...
Don't you fucking touch me! Anyway, sorry.
Fuck them, Mahogany. Fuck all of them.
If you want to talk about feeling proud of feeling like an infant, I proudly bought a Baby Yoda wallet today because...
Hey, Baby Yoda so cute. Fuck his real name. Baby Yoda.
Yeah, I don't remember his real name.
Or the child.
Grogu.
No, fuck his real name.
Nah, that's a
the
terrible
child.
Name.
His real name is terrible.
Maybe if it were Grogu, it would be cool, but it's Grogu or some shit. It's just too much. Yeah. It's too much.
I believe it's Grogu.
Yeah, it's dumb.
It is. Oh, that's
horrible.
Better.
I'm going to shoot that thing to Grogu. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, watch Noob Show. Check it out. It's up here. Watch it.
Just skip the shit sandwich one.
We got 10 new listeners this week. Suck my dick.
That's awesome.
I'll show analytics. Noob Show. We're up to like 425 listens total. Just on listening
YouTube?
Stuff, not on YouTube. No, not on YouTube. That's without the YouTube.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
Unlimited growth!
I had to stop myself from saying this is a real skipper, the one before last.
What was that?
This is real bad.
It's a real skipper.
The one we all just talked about pooped the whole damn time.
A shit sandwich. I listened to that today.
Not that one.
I know.
Not even that one. Number 35, I want to say.
Yeah, so, we were just talking about Dookie a lot. It's whether or not. I got to bring it in
for a new show. It's that we're having to figure out which one of the Dookie episodes we're talking about.
We're going to attract a real weird audience to this show.
Yeah. It's right real crass. It's real crass.
Right to a niche chafe.
That was not the die I wanted to use.
14.
18. Bitch.
What are we doing?
It's initiative.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Kevin. That was rude. That was uncalled for.
Oh, God. 6.
It was funny.
Sandra, you said 10?
Yes.
And 6. And Vlad?
8.
And now?
14.
Who's got the bigger initiative? Is that going to be Raz or Nim?
I got +4.
All right.
You go then.
14-1, 14-2. Just to remind you all from last week, this thing came down from the sky. It is still... Oh, I forget what I said, so we're just going to say it's about 100 feet in the air.
That's what you said.
Yeah. Oh. And it's hovering, and you can hear strange chantings over the wind as it appears to you. Amun, you are the first to react to this strange creature's presence.
I'm going to use my standard action to activate my death blessing as I start to take on a undead vestige.
Okay.
I get all gross and my jaws have fallen off. And I'm pretty sure I wasn't ready to start this fast. Fuck. You got me.
Nothing you says said yesterday that you were excited to finish today's combat, so you knew what was happening.
I knew what was happening, but usually people go before me. But yeah, and then move me 20 feet up. Amon's brandishing his shield, and now he looks undead. Fuck with me, son. Let's do this.
All right.
I forgot you had a shield. Is it that heavy wooden shield we got from the glade?
It is.
Ah.
I still use it.
Good to know.
And I'll probably keep using it until I get a two-weapon fighting.
Two-weapon? Are you going to double whip it?
I am, because I have... It's a small weapon, so I get the lowest bonus. So it'd be like -2/-2 for two attacks.
Then he could whip it, double whip it.
Oh, wait, sorry. And I... yeah, that's what I do. Never mind. Nope, that's all I got. I lied. Okay.
Moving on.
I'm a big old liar pants.
Raz.
I'm going to cast the spell Wrath with this thing being my target.
Okay.
I am going to activate a Judgment of Fury, I believe it's called, the one that gives me extra damage. And what is this thing? What knowledge do I have to roll?
Knowledge know nature. What it
is? Knowledge nature. I rolled a 16 plus 10 is 26. What is it, please?
It's hard to tell from where you're at. Something wiggles loose in your mind. And the name... Why does it have such a weird name? Jirak. I-J-I-R-A-Q. Idrak? Idrak.
Idrak.
But to give you a little bit, you know of these things. They're wardens of the north in Fey realms. They live in the Fey. They are considered Fey, but they are very different from your typical Fey.
Kind of like metal lyrics.
Sweet.
That's all but, I got, man.
I'll have to re-listen to what I just said to know what it is that I said. It's just words spilling out. I'm Michael Scotting right now. Sometimes I just start a sentence.
I-J-A-R-I-Q?
I-J-I-R-A... Wait. I-J-I-R-A-Q. You got
Idrak. Idrak. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, it's a weird name. But they're like nature wardens. They are very territorial. Anything that comes into their realm, they attack it without mercy, without purpose, except to guard their own realms. So they're staunch defendants of their icy plains. What this one's like doing here, you're not sure, but its head is the skull of a caribou. This humanoid has wicked claws and wears wrappings of ragged fur adorned with scrimshaw talismans.
Okay. Don't like that at all.
And you know that... Let's see what kind of special abilities they have.
Let's see. According to the Inuit pronunciation, it's Eirak.
Eirak. I like that.
The D is not a D sound.
It's a E.
The eyes are E's.
They're quick, vicious in melee. They have lots of spellcasting abilities. They are ice-based. They do not have any special abilities, except that sometimes they can be really hard to find, even if you're already looking at them.
Cool.
I will call out for fairy fire if anyone can put it on him. Maybe that'll help us.
Not at that distance, but
put some light on that fucker.
Light him up. I can only
cast it on myself.
It can. It's
just. You said I'm hoping that up, will right? help us with his possible invisibility. And that'll be my turn. I'm gonna stay here for buffing time from Sonder, since she always asks us to stay grouped up for pre-buffs.
Okay. That brings us to Nim.
You said it's 100 foot up?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to start summoning a monster.
Okay.
An eagle, actually. If you want to grab that token. It's a large eagle, but it's the same as the other eagle you have, the celestial one.
No, can that eagle take us to Mordor?
No.
No, we have to already be in Mordor. Can only take it takes home.
Me. Yeah, we're already in Mordor, so it's going to take me out of here. So, peace.
It's just cold Mordor.
Nim hops on an eagle and fucking gets out of there. He's like, I'm sick of this.
Fly away. Fly, you fools.
I need everybody but Raz to roll a d20.
I don't like that.
Just a d20.
And I don't like this, that I'm being left out.
15.
15.
Also 15. 2.
No shit.
Yeah.
5.
Well, that's all multiple of 5.
We got the lowest.
2.
You did.
Oh, Matt, with a 2.
Nim, yeah, give 2. Me a perception check.
It's better. Second. 24.
Okay. You will not be caught flat-footed from this, but from the shadows of the tree, a big snow cat pounces out at you.
Damn it. Yeah. I have to roll a concentration check or I'm going to lose my spell.
Yeah, you might have to roll it a lot, because when I used the word pounce, I meant it.
Oh. Yeah, I might be dead.
Yeah, you just killed him. You just murdered the man. Come on.
Might be.
Is this a revenge encounter?
No. I got my summoner
ready to come out.
If I was going to revenge anybody by pouncing them, it would be Kevin. Because in a game that we played before we recorded, I was playing a hunter who had a lion animal companion. And Kevin's character cast fly on it and convinced me to have it charge the thing out over the lava pit. And then the thing over the lava pit took the fly, he disenchanted my lion, and he fell to his horrible Bernie death.
Let's say, it wasn't the thing over the lava pit, it was Terrence. Just remember that. It was Terrence.
Oh.
All right,
you just want to throw me under the bus, don't you, little turd?
I'm ready to die. Everybody's going.
Yeah, I'm not the one that killed your lion. Terrence is.
We're going to start off the bite attack.
Yes, that hits.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
AC. What's your armor bonus to your AC?
My AC is 12, so if
hold on.
If it has more than a +12 to its attack, then everything hits. No.
Yeah.
It's not a gimme to hit you.
But that's not his armor bonus, noob. That's his dex bonus.
Oh, I don't even have the spell. Never mind.
He was going to trade his armor, or send his armor to Matt, but...
Seven damage.
Have the spell.
Evan, hush, I got to listen.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's see if he does.
Is that non-lethal?
No.
Oh.
Does a 16 beat your CMD?
I have that thing where my CMD, it does not. My CMD is 18.
Then the bike pulls away from your arm and doesn't stay latched on. However, let's see how these four claws go through. That's 14. That hits. That's a miss.
Okay.
That's a miss.
Okay.
That's another hit.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask a question real quick? Why do we have 10 temporary hit points? Did we get something
from when you
slept? From the spell, the light, when we slept in the light,
in radius, the light that's
you
right.
gave us right. 10 temps.
Oh, that's added in here for some reason. So sweet.
So 18 more damage from two hits.
All right. So with my DR, that gives me 18 more damage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still alive. And but that's a total of 25. I think I gotta roll a concentration check to beat that, right?
Do the temporary hit points count against that, or?
I mean, you still get hit.
Still hit done. Points. I think so.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. Give us the concentration.
To see if I maintain my spell.
What is the DC for that? 35.
I'm looking at it right now, real quick. I'm sorry. This is the first time this has happened.
I want to say it is 10 plus the amount.
Injured while taken. Casting, its concentration check is 10 plus the damage dealt plus the spell level.
Ooh.
So it's this 10 plus cool. the damage dealt. It's 35 plus 3 is 38.
So what's I can't your concentration? Actually,
I can't make that.
You have to ace it. 20.
No, maybe. I can't. I mean, it's 20. It's D20 plus my spell, my caster level.
Yeah,
so it's your concentration,
casting, or
not your caster level. It's your concentration bonus, which is your caster level plus your major stat plus any bonuses from feats and traits.
Damn.
Oh, I get plus. Yeah, I've got plus to that too. So that's
let's just
10
roll
plus.
And see if you're anywhere close.
Okay. Step one.
I rolled a 3.
So yeah.
Okay.
I think it makes pretty good sense. Ends. I think it makes pretty good sense that if you get mauled by a lion, you probably stop casting the spell.
It's pretty distracting.
It's a little distracting.
Yeah.
Now for the creature.
At least I didn't die this time.
Where is the creature and did it charge him?
It pounced.
So it pounced.
Is it visible?
Yeah, if there's no way for you to intercept without going through one of your friend's squares.
I could move through a friend's square.
Yeah, you could have said that 10 minutes ago before we started all this.
I didn't even think about it. I'm not... because I forgot and it's already happened, I'm not trying to go back on that. But
also, you can charge through a friend's square.
Yeah, but he can enter. He might have been able to intercept the charge. But we're not good. After all that, maybe if the first bite, you would have been like, oh,
wait
a minute.
It was too late for me to think about it. I understand.
Okay, that's this, because I still got the monster to get through. Okay.
I'm not going to intercept if that charge is new. What are you, crazy? He's got a better AC than me.
No, I don't.
What's
your AC?
20.
That's better than mine.
I thought yours was like 25.
No, I'm
he doesn't
22.
Have a shield.
I have a shield.
Do you?
Yeah.
Weird.
I've got a shield and hammer.
With a shield.
I maxed out my dex and I'm wearing the highest medium armor or the lowest heavy armor. But my dex is high as fuck.
What is that?
Badness.
That's bad business is what that is.
No, you can put that. No. Back up a little bit more. Just a little bit more.
Well, let me
count the distance.
Wait, first your SR. Noob.
It doesn't well, have hang to
on. Make this whole fireball whiff.
I don't think that's how that works.
No, it wouldn't affect him.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh. That's cool.
That is cool.
Okay, so I need everybody to make a for this spell. I think it's reflex. All right, so I'm sorry. I'm looking at Ice Storm. It says saving throw none, but spell resistance yes. So I will try to bypass your spell resistance there, noob.
Thank you.
I'll just go for the same roll.
16.
It does not. So you're looking for 20, I believe, for that scare. But let me double check.
So that does bypass mine. So.
Mine's
20.
Okay, so noob, this will not affect you. However, the rest of you, all of a sudden, a blast of freezing cold and bludgeoning rocks pelts down from the sky.
There's no save for that?
Saving throw, none.
That's dirty.
And there's no, it's just cast it, we take damage?
I mean,
that didn't seem
It's a fourth level spell.
That's basically what burning disarm is.
Yeah.
No, you have the option to drop the weapon and take no damage.
So 13 bludgeoning damage to everybody.
Okay.
And another 6 cold damage.
All right. Oof. So that eats up the
19.
How much total damage? I'm sorry.
Quick question. Does the protection from elements communal?
No.
It just makes you, that cold.
Makes you exist in there without having to roll fortitudes, I believe.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's just the temperature elemental effect, not the
how much damage was it? Because I can't remember. Matt's asking.
19 is the total. It was
13 and 6.
13 and 6. And the thing doesn't move. It still is hovering in the air there.
That a lingering effect, or was it a blast and gone?
No, that's what Ice Storm. Okay, this damage only occurs once when the spell is cast. For the remaining duration of the spell, heavy snow and sleet rains down in the area. Creatures inside this area take a -4 penalty on perception skill checks, and the entire area is treated as difficult terrain. At the end of the duration, the snow and hail will disappear. Even no after effects.
So
it's almost like he set us up to be in position to be hit by this.
I have a quick question about that. So if I leave the circle or if I stay in the circle, will the check be made again? Or what's the...
No, you won't take the damage anymore. It's just that blue aura is up there because that's now difficult terrain.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to see what we're saying with that stuff.
Also, it's hard to see through. So it's a -4 perception if you're trying to see.
Okay.
No,
well, I was making sure spell. I know how that affected with SR.
Oh yeah, no, you're not affected by the damage, but you'll still take. It'll still be difficult terrain because the ground is still covered in boulders and ice and whatever.
Hurt.
Vladros.
Wow, we're at me already.
Already.
Can I see the cat that ravaged Nim?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's only visible on my screen.
I was wondering.
Also, since you said these things are territorial, perhaps we should just fuck out of his territory.
That's an option.
And after saying that, Vladrost is going to... I guess... I can't 5-foot step because it's difficult terrain.
Right.
So I will acrobatics 5 feet. In case this thing has reach to get to here.
Okay.
And I will, I guess I need to roll my acrobatics. Make sure that I can do that. Natural 19 plus 7, 26.
Mm-hmm.
That is move action, so I can only take one attack. Natural 16, that threatens a crit for 28 total.
That hits.
I'm going to confirm crit. 17.
That will confirm.
Oh, really? Yes.
Roll percentiles.
Percentiles? 18.
Double damage.
That's good enough for me.
And your sword breaks.
Oh, wow.
That's the shittiest crit I've ever heard of.
Yeah, that's a terrible crit.
No, he gets to use it as two-weapon fighting now.
Oh, the Optimus Kevin.
Holy shit.
I like that.
26 plus 9 is 35 plus
41. All right. Vicious blow on this creature.
Seriously, perhaps we should fuck off of here.
Sonder.
Okay, so yeah, I definitely passed the cast defensively check.
Okay.
I'm just trying to decide which one I'm going to cast. We didn't find out whether that thing was evil or not.
The thing in the sky?
With that check, yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think it's close enough for Ficey to know.
Okay.
60 feet is the range on it.
Yeah, then no.
Well, in that case, we'll just go with resist energy communal. How many people can I get with that?
I don't know.
Did you already get us with that?
Now that it's touched and everything's difficult terrain, can I only get the people?
Oh,
you've already got.
Hold on, Kevin.
No, we've got endure elements.
Yeah. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Normally with the spell of touch, if they're within your walking distance, I would let you do it as a full round action. However, here, because of the difficult terrain and because you're next to that thing that can provoke, it's going to make it a bit more difficult to do a spell like that.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm not going to do that one. Mm. Instead, I'm going to require a reflex save from the thing in the sky.
Okay, and you've got the range, sure?
Yep, 400 feet.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that Beatles song before.
40 feet per level.
Mm. Yeah, so I made that reflex save.
Alrighty then, so you're only going to take half of this fireball.
Damn, do it, Mahan.
Maybe, hopefully, is it vulnerable to fire? Damn. That'd be nice if it were extra 50%.
15, 19. So half of 25 is what, 12?
12. Yeah. It takes the damage.
And then drawing a weapon is going to provoke, isn't it?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
One thing your backpack to grab a potion would provoke, but drawing a weapon from a sheath or something.
All right. Well, then I'm drawing the Dawnfire.
Okay. And that will be the end of your turn.
Correct.
Dorian.
Let's see. I'm going to. Gosh, there's not a lot I can do. I'm going to step out of the snow to right there, and I'm going to use a point of my arcane pool to enhance my crossbow and fire it at the monster.
Okay.
That's going to hit or not. Crossbow. 8. Oh, sorry. 19.
That does not hit.
Alrighty.
Round two. Top of the order. Amun.
How's everybody feeling? Everybody kind of hurt? I know Nim is, so I'm just going to go ahead and do this. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and burst. I use this two of my Lay on Hands, and I'm going to increase that burst by 50%. So that's shoot. Now...
Yeah. I think you got to move up to get Nim.
That's 30 feet, right? 5, 10, 15, oh, 20. 30.
I thought it was 20.
Let me double check. You could
it might be
right.
30. I think you're right.
I believe a cleric's channel is 20.
Did we lose Noob?
Yeah, I can't hear him.
He's moving around.
Yeah, but he keeps pointing at his headphones.
There. My audio shit the bed, sorry.
There we go.
You're back.
If you lose me, just give me a second. So anyway, everybody gets back. Ooh, that ain't good. On 2d6, so 6 points of health back to everybody.
The extra 50%?
Yep, I rolled 2 2s.
Aw, someone's itch.
Yeah.
And it is 30 feet.
Yeah, everybody's good. Even the tiger, but he hasn't taken damage, right?
He has.
Well, I'm doing it because Nim's about to die.
Yeah, it's fine.
So was the tiger, but now he's full.
What?
Yeah. With 6 points? He's gonna
drink's healing.
He's anyway, and then I'm going to activate my armor, which gives me an extra AC.
Okay.
And then I'm going to move close as I can to the creature.
Well, you channel as a swift?
Yeah, no, that was my standard. Is doing the channel and then the armor thing's a swift action.
Okay. And what are you doing with the move?
I would like to move up as close as I can with the creature.
Which creature?
Yeah.
The big one, sorry, the one in the sky.
Okay.
The spirit in the sky?
The monk.
Yeah.
I was going to think of with the wheel in the sky.
I have 20 foot of movement, so.
I can get you there. It's still going to be 100 feet up.
That's fine. And then I'll say, why don't you fight me like a man?
I'm very interested in hearing the answer to this.
And then I'll say, give me a reflex save.
Okay. Ooh, that ain't good. You know, I'm going to spend a Benny on that one.
No.
That one was real bad. I'm just going to go ahead and spend a Benny. That was
Let's
not
be
good.
Nice having these Benny things.
Does a 20 get it?
You will take half damage.
I'm fine with that.
Is it subject to SR?
Yeah. No.
Because as you step up, a bunch of rocks spring from the ground. Icy stalactites.
No, stop it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Ouch.
That's not disease, mind effect, and paralysis, poison, or stun, is it?
No. It's just
okay. It's rocks.
Cold rocks.
You can't argue that if you hit someone hard enough with a rock, it is a stunning effect.
We're so glad you made that save, because it was just 5d6. But I rolled 2 sixes, 2 fives, and a 4.
Mm. Ooh,
22, 26. So 13 damage if you saved.
Her 13 damage. And then Amon will say, is that all? I want to antagonize this fucking thing. Can I do an intimidation check? I get a bonus.
Not for any mechanical reasons.
Yeah, I want to do it for fun reasons, though.
Yeah, let's have at it.
One!
A flavor intimidate.
For a total of 1!
He's failed to notice your presence.
Oh, bullshit, he dropped the rocks. Take the rocks away.
You didn't drop them, yeah. It was a trap.
You said 13 points of damage, though?
Yeah, because you saved.
Cool.
Oof.
Hell yeah. Well, now I have 1 squander, Benny.
Hey.
I don't need to get it. Go get it.
Raz, it's your go.
Alright, well, I'm gonna move to here, receiving an attack of opportunity along the way from the cat.
Ow.
And I will try and squish it with my hammer.
I hope you shrink it with your hammer.
Mm.
I mean, you could take it
so
home and tame it.
So do I, but not when you roll a 7.
And I don't think a 19 hits you either, huh?
A 19 does not hit me, just to be sure.
I got less than that anyway.
Does a 14 hit you?
It does not.
All right. We equally miss each other.
Good round.
Oh, wait. Well, I am flanking, so I should get a +4 to mine, so 18.
You're not flanking because I don't think Nim has a weapon in hand.
He's got a staff.
Do you? Oh, then you are flanking.
Now I get my staff.
Gives you a +2 to hit?
Gives me a +4 because I have outflank.
And that hits.
Yeah.
I helped. Did something.
It's shaking, baby. I helped.
Nim's just fending it off with his stick, poking it between the legs.
Five damage.
I'm sorry.
Five? Gentle jabs.
Five.
Five.
All that for five.
I rolled a one.
Hey, look, you almost took away all the wrong person.
He's almost back to where he was. For a single drop of blood.
Nim's using the famous I'm not touching you technique with his staff.
All right, so I'm going to 5-foot step.
You can't.
I can't do that in difficult terrain. Okay. And, well, then I'm going to move.
That will provoke.
I know. But
it has combat reflexes.
Only one attack. He can only hit me it can only hit me one time, though, right? I mean, it's not like a full round.
It depends if it has combat reflexes. It Kevin, just took Kevin, back to drop
against me. Please, let me run the game.
I'm just asking if I know whether or not it can do multiple attacks on me if it has an attack of
give me a knowledge nature check. Or a perception check.
Let's see. Well, my perception would be a -4, so that would be less than the nature. So I got a 21 with nature.
You do not believe that this animal is built to be that fast.
Okay, so I might take one hit if I move, and I need to move.
Mm-hmm.
5, 10, 20. And it's difficult terrain, so that's half speed.
Right.
So that's 5, 10. No, that's 10, 20, 30. So I can move to here easily. I can get there. As my move action, as I'm moving, I'm going to draw, as once I get out of range, I'm going to draw a potion, but I guess, do I get an attack of opportunity?
You do not.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, I do not. Okay. So I'll move there, and then as I do that, I'm drawing a, pulling out a cure moderate potion. I'm going to use that. Yes. 8 and 6. That's 14 plus 3 is 17, and then Feisty will cast cure light on me.
How much damage did Feisty take from all that area effect?
She, I didn't roll.
Well,
I probably maybe should
you
have.
Should start keeping up with that.
Well, next time.
Oh no!
So that's my go.
It was 19 what? Damage, unless she, yeah, she took 19 damage. She got any cold resistance?
She has. Hold on a second. For the sake of time and all this, she's. There was no reflex save, right?
No.
I mean, it's not going to kill her because she's got 32 hit points with that temporary. Uh-huh. So she's down 9 hit points. She does not have cold resistance, I don't think.
She'd be down 19 hit points. So no, 13 and 6.
No, I've got... I know she's got 10 temporary hit points, and so she's... Yeah, so she was at 32...
Okay.
So
I got
now
you.
She'll be at 13. So
okay.
She's still going to. I'll put that on here, though.
I normally don't go after familiars, but yours plays a pretty active role in this combat.
I mean, so technically, by the rules, they're supposed to have their own initiative and all that stuff, too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but fuck that.
Yeah, I don't like having them on their own initiative because that just makes combats way more convoluted. But if you're a wizard who has a familiar that just stays in your pocket the whole time, I don't go after it. But if you've got a familiar that's running around and throwing fairy fire on people and cure spells, then yeah, it's going to be subject to the area effect attacks.
That's fine. That's why I got a better familiar so she could handle some of this stuff. Okay. So that's my go. And oh, she would have also got that burst though too then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was how much?
Six.
Six. So all this baby. And my familiar is down 3. Total.
But she also got the positive hit points, right? So
that's what we're talking about.
From the sleeping in the aura.
Yeah, that's why she was only.
I've already calculated
that. That's right.
I'm really trying to be done with my turn, but
yeah, I was done with it. I don't know why they're still going.
Because it's fun.
On y'all both hit the lion, but one of you didn't barely do any damage, and the other one almost killed it. So I think it's gonna do. It's going to do its attacks on Vladros.
That
makes sense to me. There is a woman standing next to him with a really big flaming sword, too, though. And she seems easy to hit.
Is it that intelligent?
No, it's going to go after Ledros. Bite attack. That's a miss. I don't know, okay. Not even over 10. First claw, a miss. Jesus. Okay. Won't get that rake in. Last claw, oh, that's a 25.
Yes, that hits.
You take, oh, 9 max damage.
9 damage, so 8 damage.
All right, Mr. Strange, horn-headed beast thing, what do I want you to do? Got options. Got options. He begins casting a spell.
Nope. I don't like that. Don't like that at all.
Dorian, bring him down.
All right, with Sandra, a crossbow.
Actually, he's going to... move to here?
No. Sandra got a 10.
I had a 12. No, no, you're right. You got an
8.
I got an 8. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So Sandra's going to move here?
Oh, sorry. Looking at the wrong screen. That will provoke.
Will it? Is this not the same round that he's already done his attack of opportunity?
He just went, so it resets.
Doesn't reset at the top of the round. That's kind of bullshit, but okay. Fine.
You still gonna do it? Take the attack? Okay. With a bite.
And as an immediate action, I am going to activate my stone, or not stone of protection, the, what's that thing called? Stone shield.
Makes me wish I'd hit. I got a 10.
You miss.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. I wish I hadn't done that. That's
you don't have to. It's an immediate action. You can wait until...
Okay. Well, then yeah. I didn't do it then. Instead, I am going to swift action, activate my heat aura.
Okay.
And so that's going to immediately give him 3d4 fire damage. And nothing else.
No save. I don't think
anybody else gets it. Let's see. Reflex. Reflex 15, for half.
15?
Nope, it's DC 16.
Oh.
So that is 6 fire damage.
Okay.
And then, since I'm flaking, I'm going to attack with the Dawnfire. That is a 23 to hit.
That'll definitely hit.
Lovely. Yeah!
Big fire sword.
Forget what it does. Hold on one second. D6 plus 4. So that's 9 damage.
Sonder, describe your kill.
She lifts the flaming scimitar and slices it down right through the middle of the little lion, and it just in half.
And nice. The body
cauterizing the wound as it goes through.
Yes.
Already cooked.
And as you slice through it and the creature begins to fall over and die, the body dissipates and vanishes.
With ominous.
Summoned by the Big Bang.
Vladros.
I apologize for speaking out of turn. I think I went out of turn last time because I went before Sonder. 15, 20, 25. And this is difficult terrain where the stones are?
Yes.
Is it pokey terrain? Will it hurt his feet as he goes through?
Yes. It looks like it could, anyway.
All right, I will run to, I cannot move this.
You cannot run through difficult terrain.
Well, no, I'm not running through the difficult terrain. I'm moving to here.
Okay.
Bleep. Sheathing Shashka and drawing my bow. That is what I do. That is my turn.
Dorian.
What is it? Standard to reload a crossbow? Yeah. Guess I'm reloading my crossbow. Shit. There's nothing I can really do.
It's a regular crossbow. Range. I think it's standard.
Yeah, that's all I can do really. Is I back up another 10 feet, not into the stuff, just 10 feet back. Thank you.
All right. Top of round three. Come on.
Terrence, erase your axe, please.
Heard. Amon is going to cast a Bone Shaker. I would like a fortitude save from you, Toker. As long as this creature has a skeleton.
I'm assuming it's trying to kill me.
As far as you know, it might.
Well, I'm assuming it has bone coming out of its head or antler or whatever.
Yeah. You said fortitude?
Yes, sir.
Seventeen.
Well, you only take half damage, so but you don't move anywhere.
Okay. Boop, boop, boop. Still might make him lose the spell.
Oh, seven damage. That's kind of whack.
So half.
Two ones and a five. Yeah. No, that is half. I rolled three dice. Well, I'll roll three more dice then. I always just roll three dice.
Well, if that's what you did, that's what you did. That's fine.
Yeah, no, seven damage then.
And then I will roll the concentration, which we said was 10 plus the level plus of the
spell level.
My spell level is 4. Sorry.
No.
He's cast.
Kevin, stop. Matt, you just did the math. What is it? What's the DC?
It's 10 plus the damage dealt plus the spell level. Okay. That's the DC.
Gotcha.
Of the spell that the creature is casting.
Right. Cast defensively is okay. It seems that he is able to continue casting the spell.
That's whack.
It was close, but maybe if you had done just 3 or 4 more points in damage.
Oh, well, yeah, I got shitty damage.
You got a shitty glitchy camera, too.
Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that. I'm having technical issues. And then, yeah, that's all I'm going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Razbad.
All right, gonna drop my hammer, pull out the repeating crossbow, and take a shot at him in hopes to disrupt his spell. I didn't even think about it till I saw Noob go for it. Rolled a 16 plus 6, so does a 22 hit his AC.
22 is a miss.
All right.
Nim.
Okay, is it still about 100 foot up?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to use a move action to pull a scroll out of my scroll case, and I need a reflex save as I cast Fireball at the creature around it, close within 20 feet of it. That's all I got to do. So.
Burn him!
18.
That's the I think the save is less than my actual save since it's a scroll.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
19 is what it would be, but it's actually cast that's a level 3 spell.
Yeah, it's 15. 15 is DC for that scroll.
15. So you make it, so you do it's half damage.
Half
right?
damage, yep.
Okay. Not bad. So I rolled 12 on 3d6.
So 6 damage.
Six damage.
Wait, 3d6? No, it has to be at least 5d6.
It's a scroll, right?
Right, but it has to be at the minimum. The minimum caster level to cast a fireball is 5, so.
Oh, yeah. So roll two more dice.
Oh, you're right. I rolled 2 5s, so that makes
makes it 16.
22.
Wait.
I had 12 and I rolled 10. So I rolled 10 more. That's 22. And half is 11. 11. So that's still pretty good. Yeah. That's 10 plus the 10 is 21 plus the cast spell level. So
yeah. I gotta roll really bad for this to not work.
Roll bad, you mook.
Oh, that might not work.
Yeah.
Let's see.
He's just saying that to make us feel better.
I'm not. His caster level, I will tell you, is 14.
Ooh.
Hey, I'm old. Hey. A 5. 19. So I fail.
Oh, yes.
Or no, wait. I added my caster level or the casting modifier.
Yep.
Oh, what's this casting modifier?
A negative 3.
You mean. Wait, to beat spell resistance, you don't add the spell
casting. No, this is concentration.
It's
a concentration check to overcome damage.
Yeah, okay, then yeah, you do add it.
Yeah, so
I don't know which one it is. So, Matt, pick wisdom or charisma.
It's usually charisma for monsters. But...
okay, then I'll do wisdom.
Right. That takes the 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
Shit. Bad choice. Is that enough?
Well, yeah, because it's 11 plus, or it was, you did 11 damage?
The 11 damage, so it's 10 21. Plus the damage, that's 21 plus the spell level.
It's, if you had picked charisma, he would have been able to keep casting it.
Fuck you, Taz.
He lost the spell.
Hot digger, next damn. Time,
why don't you shut the fuck up? Because I didn't ask you.
Oh, it was right. Okay, good.
Oh, I thought you were just generally addressing that one.
No, I said, Matt, pick one. And then you told him which one to pick.
I drowned Matt out after a long time. You know.
Yeah, but it wasn't Matt who asked for it.
You drowned me out. I'm running the game.
Specifically said Matt.
Just mute his audio at that point so it never happened.
I thought it was muted, to be honest with you.
I thought you were giving me friendly advice.
I think next week when we get back to this combat. I'm going to target Terrence because of that. Anyhow.
Whatever. You see me moving closer to the weeds. I'm getting out of here. Fuck you, people.
I'm having fun.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, that's a computer for us to... We're out of time.
Yeah. How's that feel to lose a summon spell there, Toker?
We ended on the monster's turn, so when we come back, the monster gets to go. That means I get a whole week. Yeah.
Whole week to plan. Yeah,
just lost a spell. That's Terrence. All.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the spell. He's gonna waste the turn.
He's gonna think on the fly and figure out what he's gonna do next.
Mm-hmm.
As he goes to smoke a cigarette and get a drink.
Dungeon masters out there everywhere. If you got to end on a turn, end on your monster's turn. So you'd have a whole week to restudy your monster and figure out what it was you forgot to use. So you can.
I don't like it.
You can, I like you can that advice. Make sure to use it first.
Oh, you mean like I forgot to use my count my wrath in the shot that I took at the monster?
Oh, shit.
Plus two to attack and damage.
You still would have missed.
So 24 would have missed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, God. I don't like this thing. This thing's not going well for me then. I need to back the fuck up.
There is a book called The Monsters Are Smarter Than You Think or something along those lines.
And there's a DM that told us his caster level is 14.
It's a DM guide for running monsters in a smarter way.
Mm-hmm. I like smart monsters. It means I don't just run at whoever's closest.
Yeah.
Who would you pick for hit to attack? Not you who are playing, but like if you're looking at the party composition, does he go after the wizard who's casting spells, the one that just cost him his own spell? Does he go after the heavily armored orc? What about the woman with the flaming sword? Obviously, he doesn't go after Dorian because he sucks, but like everybody else is a legitimate threat.
Well, Lydros, you think
sword
right
is a
now.
Threat from 100 feet below?
It might cut his cat in half.
Yeah, his spirit cat.
You snapped his
cat. I get 20% concealment on my next turn from my heat aura, and I'm not forgetting that.
Not this time. I will tell you, because it's going to be his turn, what he was going to cast was another summon monster and another cat was going to show up.
That's what I thought.
That is gone now.
How
many rounds is that fucking difficult terrain thing up there?
Forever. Oh, it'll be there for the rest of combat.
That was not the answer.
It was, though.
More than likely rounds per level for that effect.
Yeah. In this case, I was like 14.
Would Rastad know?
14 rounds.
would Razbad know if that flight's because of its creature, or is it just because of its spell or something?
I don't think Razbad does know that.
Kevin rolled a pretty high natural knowledge nature.
That would be more of a spellcraft on how long a spell sits around.
Well, no, I want to know if like those creatures have an innate ability to fly, whether or not it's a spell.
Oh, yeah.
Knowledge nature.
Because, yeah.
I thought you were talking about like how long that stuff stays there. No, that would also, yeah, they're, it's at will.
Okay.
I don't mind telling you that. Okay.
They have wings. I mean, does it have visible wings or no? Mm-mm. I still don't know what this thing looks like.
Can't really Tucker wants us to use one of his favorite spells.
Yeah, or and use your imagination. It literally looks like it's covered in furs, and it's helmeted is a skull with horns coming out of it.
Okay.
So outside of that,
tattered furs and scrimshaw talismans. If I remember your description,
he listens.
I remember scrimshaw because I was like, whalebone? Really?
Is that what scrimshaw is?
Yeah.
It's done on ivory. You could do it on elephant tusk and stuff too.
I thought it was like a different word if it was a land mammal ivory.
I think so.
I'll have to look that up this week.
You could ask
to sleep if I don't know.
Please get back to us on that.
Yeah. Comment below how bad that. I don't know what I was trying to say. Comment below how bad that bone description was.
Okay. Yeah. And don't forget
to check out bone the dice box for links to our other shows.
Thanks for cutting me up.
I'm going to have to start making y'all roll who gets to close the show, too. Evan, Terrence.
All right, fine. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us tonight. And don't forget to check out Spell Scraps, our special October animated feature this month. 4 episodes. Really funny. We're playing Merkborg. And Toker went through extreme pains to animate this. He learned to animate stuff for this. So, you know, please jerk him off in the comments. And thanks for joining us again. We love you. Muy, muy, muy. Good night.
Bye. I almost hit end meeting, and I'm not supposed to do that.
It's as satisfying to me as coming is, you know, as having sex with a woman and coming. So can you believe how much I am in heaven? I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up, when I pose out in front of 5,000 people. I get the same feeling. So I'm coming day and night.